Vayitern Shasrim Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Tes. Speaking of on Tzadi, Chesem Abiz Bada Bama to Pays Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok Da Alig Mishnah. Shol Sapar Vishil Chalo. Let's say I go ahead and I want to borrow a car, and then the lender sends it to me. How does he send it? Biad Beno, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho. Either when he sends the hand in by his son through his Eved or through his Shliach. Oh, Biad Beno, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho Shil Shol. Or, and with through my son or my slave or my shliach or mesa, and then the cow dies right before it actually gets to me putter, then I'm going to be off the hook because I never got it yet. Amar lo Shmuel ha-shol. But let's say the shol says, the bar uses a lashon where he says straight up that shilchali biad bini biad avdi biad shluchi, send it to me with my son, my slave, my shliach, or biad bincha biad avtecha biad shluchecha, or with your son, with your slave, with your agent. Oh, Shamar lo Mashal. Let's say the one who's the lender, the one who's lending it out, says that Arini Mishalcha Lecha, I'm going to send it to you. Biad bini bin avdi bin avashluchi. Oh, biad bin cha, biad avtecha, biad shluchecha. V'amar lo, and then I say, V'amar lo, Shalach, yes, send it. V'shalcha, then he sends it. Umeisa dies before it gets there. Chayav, then I'm going to be chayav. V'chein b'shal shemachzira, and the same dinam apply when returning it. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi tes. Shalach the Gemara. Biad avdo chayev. Hold on a second. You want to say that if it's sent by the does it make sense to say that if the lender were to send the cow through his eved, that I'm going to be chayev? Biad eved ked rabba. We know that the hands of the eved is like the hands of the rav. Actually, never left his rishus then, and therefore I never should be chayev in the first place. I'm a shmuel, but Evan Ivri, talking about Evan Ivri, the lo kari legufe, which is guf, is not acquired, and therefore it does work. So it's Gemara, Rav Amar, another answer. So that's Shmuel's answer. Rav Amar, afilu tema be'evet kanani. You could even say it's talking about Evan Kanani, and nasa ka'omer le, but the Mishnah Kamin, it becomes as if the borrower says to the lender, like I was having the borrower, and I'm saying to the lender, Hakisha b'makal v'hitavel, hit the cow with a stick, and it's going to come. Meaning to say, they go ahead and start the process of going, and therefore I'm going to be, it's like it belongs to me. In fact, about Meisvei. Really, Rav? That's what you want to say? What's going on here? Meisvei, Hashol ha-par v'shechalo. If someone goes and wants to borrow a cow, and the lender sends it, b'yad b'no b'yad shlucho, if he sends it, if the lender sends it with his own son or with his own shliach, and then it dies on the way, chayiv. Then it's going to be that I'm going to be chayiv. Rashi right away goes and says, "V'shulchal abiyad beno shel mashiel shulchal mashiel l'shol chayiv hashol." What are we talking about? Kigon sha'amar le shlach li biyad bincha, where I said send it in the hands of the son. Biyad avdo, right? So it's where I said, sorry, Rashi points out, so I said, yeah, go and send it through them. Then chayev, biyad avdo putter. But if you send it through a slave, then I'm not going to be chayev, I'm actually going to be putter. And that is even if, as Rashi says so eloquently, I feel amar shulchali biyad avdecha, send it to me through the hands of your slave. So according to this, sending the cow with an eved is not going to make me going to be chayev, but the Mishnah says it is. Now, Mishnah will make sense because Masisim Evan Ivri, we're saying Mishnah is with an Evan Ivri, and therefore, if it's an Evan Ivri, so that he's not part of the property, so he has the ability to go and acquire it, and therefore, it's like it left his actual Rishos. Baraisa. So Bishlam Lishmoa Masisa Ben Evid Ivri, and Bryce Ben Evid Kanani. The Mishnah is talking about Evid Ivri, we're going to be Chayev, and Bryce is talking about Evid Kanani, that's where we're going to be Potter. Elul Rav, Kasha, going to Rav, should be even with Evid Kanani, it's not an issue because it's like he's hit it and send it over. Rav would say, Lo Tema Nase Ka'amrle, don't say that it becomes as if he said to the lender that hit it with a stick, it's going to come. But rather, Ela'ema Be'amrle, say that the Mishnah is talking about where the borrower actually said it to the lender. And he says, Hakisha B'makal V'tavo, hit it, and then it's going to come. But by the Brisa, that wasn't said, therefore you're going to be off the hook there. Yeah, it's not connected. Di'etmar Hashileni Parascha, right? It was taught by Rav that, let's say, when I say, lend me your cow, v'amar lo biyad mi, and then you say back to me, who should I send it with? V'amar lo, I say, kish makam atav, we'll hit it with a stick and it's going to come. Amar v'nachem, amar rabba baravu, amar rav, kevan shiatsam rishus mashil mesa. Once it goes and it leaves the rishus, then it dies, then the din is chayiv. I am going to be chayiv. So, Rav is saying that by saying straight out to go ahead and send it to me, therefore I can be chayev right away. In fact, the Gemara, name him Asayale, when I say you want to back it up with the following brisa, Hashilin Parasra, let's say a case I say, lend me your cow. Varmale be at me, and then you say to me, well, who should I send him with? Varmale, Kishamakovitavo, send, you know, him with a stick, and it's going to come. Kevin Shiyatsim, Rishus Mashal Mesa, chayev. Once it goes and it leaves the lender's area, then now and then it dies. Chayev, I'm actually end up being chayev. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hachamai Eskinan, what are we talking about in the Braisa? We're talking about a case where the borrower's chatzer was on the inner side of the lender's chatzer. So when the lender sends away the cow, Vadil HaSazam is going to go over there to my courtyard, the borrower. Now, because the Braisa is talking about a particular case, it can't be that this is Messiah to Rav's pshat. We're talking where the cow has to go through, which is to wrap him, to go and get over there. It says Gemara, Ihachi, if that's really true. If we're talking about a case where the chatzerim are one inside of the other, and there's no rishus, rabbin there, the maila memra, then what's the Braisa teaching us? If the cow is going to come into his chatzer, obviously, then the borrower is now going to be chayev at the moment that it goes and leaves the lender's property. It says, well, lotzvi chadika gazyosa. We're talking about a case when there is a gazyosa, says Rashi, sheish b'chatzer amashil zavios v'uktsin sheichola losur sham. Right, we're talking about a case where there's like these little areas where they can hide in the chatzer of the lender, and you're not going to notice that it's over there. And then Ma'udatem, you'd have thought, lo sam chadaiti, the borrower was not somech on this and guiding the cow, and therefore there's no immediate chiyav del makaima hasam b'lo asya azalahedya, because maybe the cow is going to stand and hide over there in one of those like hidden areas, and that, and won't go right into the borrower's chatzer. Kamashwan, the Samchadaita, comes to tell you that no, the borrower is somech das on this, and he's taking it upon immediate liability, even though this may happen, and therefore this is not an extra bris over here. Amaravu na shoel kardo mechaveiro. If someone goes and borrows an axe from his friend, and Bakabo kana. Once he used it to chop wood, then he was koneh. Lo bakabo, lo kana. But if he didn't chop wood with it, then he wasn't koneh. Lamai. Now, in reference to what are we talking about? Elam ala onsen, if you want to say, it's reference to the borrower is taking responsibility for some sort of ones, some sort of thing that is beyond his control. Maishna paro, how is this any different than a cow? The mishas she'ela, there is going to be chayev. He's going to be responsible from the time that he started to borrow it. Right, even before they did anything with it. Ela l'chazara must be in reference to the right of the lender to go back on it. Says Rashi, she'im ba mashil lachzor, l'tova mimene b'toch yimei hazman she'shilalo. The lender says, you know what, I changed my mind, I want you to give it back to me earlier than we had said. Bakabo, but once he chopped the wood with it, lo matzah adabei mash, she's not able to back out of it. Lo bakabo matzah mashal adabei, but if he didn't get started with it, then he could back out. Opligid Rav Ami, this goes against Rav Ami. The Amar Rabbi Ami, a mashal kardam shel hektish, someone who lent a axe that belongs to hektish to somebody else. Ma'al lefitova sana shabo. The lender is not over me'ila according to the hana that comes from lending it. V'chavero mutter levakea bo lechatchila. And the friend, the borrower, in other words, is go ahead, he could chop wood with it. Even lechatchila, there's no iser whatsoever from to do it. V'ilo kano, but if the borrower didn't acquire it when he first did meshicha, my ma'al, then why would it be that the lender is over me'ila? He didn't yet do anything with it. V'amai chaver muta levakeh b'lechatchila, why is it that the chaver, the one who borrowed, is allowed to be chopped muta lechatchila? Nehadre, let the borrower return it back to Hekdesh, right? If this axe and the right to use it belongs to Hekdesh until he chops the wood, so just return it. Velo liknei, velo limol. And don't acquire it. And don't use it through Me'ila. But since Rav Ami is saying that the lender is now over in Me'ila and allows the borrower to use it, therefore it comes out, kum techois, that he says that Shomim acquire these things with just the Meshicha, once they just do Meshicha alone. Just like Mashiach, in order to acquire something is when you go and you buy something. DNA, you know, buying stuff. So too, Mashiach is going to acquire when it comes to the idea of Shomim. Tanya Me'achim, Rabbi Yisrael, who supports that. Kashem Tzuka Mashiach B'Lekuchos, Kach Tzuka Mashiach B'Shomrim. Ukashem, and just like, beep, turn the page. It's a decimal base. Ukashem, Shekarka, Nikna, Bekasa, Vishtar, Bechazaka, Kach Shirus, Nikna, Bekasa, Vishtar, Ubechazaka. Just like land can be kona through money, a shtar, or some sort of chazaka, so too, Shirus, a rental also. Now, Shirus, Maya Vidite, why is a rental mentioned over here? Why do you have to even bring that up? I'm Revchista, Shirus Karka. It's talking about renting land. And saying that through any one of these things, it's going to work as well. Now, Omer Shmuel. Haiman de gazel chavitza de tamrim v'chaveru. If someone goes and steals a chavitza de tamre, says Rashi, tamarim dates hamidubakim yachad that are stuck together, kari chavitza, v'isben chamshin tamarim. It's usually done 50 dates together. So, hi, man, the gazil chavitza tamri b'chaveru ve'isba chamishim tamari, and there are 50 of them stuck together. Agav hadadi mizdabnon binun nachi chada. They're sold, so that together the dates are sold for 49 prutos. So that's the way that they would sell them. Chada mizdabnon binun. And one by one, they're sold for 50. Right? So if you, if you sell it one by one, it's 50, but if you sell it because each one is puta, if you sell it in total, it comes out to 49. Lehedyot misham chamisha nachichada. If in such a case, the stolen thing was belonging to a hedyot, a regular dude, then the ganav is going to pay back 49 prutas. Right? That's why it says, im mishal hedyot hu mishalim lo, kemo sheheinim karim biyachad, like they're sold together. Vem daktakin lahachmir lo, we're not so meticulous to be machmir him, ketuk amr time of the kaman, shalim beisal, like we're going to see in a moment. Lehekdish, but let's say the cake, this type of date cake, belonged to Hekdish. The Mishal Chamishim B'chumshayu, then it has to pay 50, which is how much it would be sold individually, and it has to also pay a Chomesh, the fifth. You're over Me'ila, then you have to add to it a fifth, if that had a Chomesh. Ma She'en came B'mazik, which is not the case when it comes to somebody who damages stuff. The Hezek, it was Mazik Hekdish. You don't pay fifth. Damer Mar, Ish Kiyochal Kodesh. Prat Lamazik, which is excluding a Mazik. If he eats it, then he has to pay. Chomesh, which is excluding someone who damages. I mean, the right, so he doesn't have to go out and do that. Now, Maskavur Bibi Baraba, he comes and asks him a kasha. Lehedyot tamai mishalim chamishim nachichada. Why is it to a hedyot you pay 50 minus 1, meaning 49? Name a lay, let the one who got stolen from say to the ganav. No chada chada have a mizdat mizabninalu. I would have sold it one by one, therefore it's going to be 50. Amrav Huna Beredu Abishua, Shaman Beisa Baosisa de Tanan. This is above a comma principle, and that is that we find a precedent for this idea of being mako when you go and you're paying back for the damages when it's a regular dude, a hedyot as opposed to a hekdish. And what is this case talking about over there? We're talking about a case where that mishnah in above a comma is an animal that goes into his friend's field and eats from his food over there. And we discuss how much does he have to pay over there. We don't look at the value of the crop that was actually eaten, but you look at the damage that was done in the greater context of a besa of a field that's being sold by it. And therefore, it ends up being that you pay less than you normally would. You mean to tell me that Shmuel is holding that of a hedyot of a regular person is not like that of Hekdish, of Gavoah, you know, of Hekdish type of person? So it's going to be can't compare the two, Vatanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, and Me'ila, Natal Evan, or Koro, Mehekdish, if let's say the Gizbar, this guy's working for the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurer, if he goes ahead and he takes a stone or a beam from the Beit HaMikdash, I'm sorry, from the Gizbar, that belongs to it, Lo Ma'al, is not over Me'ila, when he goes and he picks it up, Nasal Chaver, but he uses it to his friend. We saw this. Where did we see this? We saw this in Bava Kama, most recently. We also saw in Chagiga. Not to live in a karmi hekdesh lo mal is not over meila nasa lechaver give it to his friend who mal vechaver lo mal then his friend he is now over meila his friend is not over meila benar but basically built it into the home is being of the house lo mal is not over meila atchiyot the techta but shavapruta he lives under the amount of hana of a shavapruta meaning he's going to stay in there under the sun or the rain v'yasav avol kamidav yochan v'yasav kamek shemishmei d'shmuel zosameres this means hadar b'chatzer chaver shlomidaito. Someone lives in the chutzah of his friend without his friend knowing about it. He has to pay him for it. Right? We see that Shmuel does learn out the laws of an individual, regular hedyot from those of Hekdesh, and that we're not more machmir per se by Hekdesh. Hadar bei Shmuel mei he. He says, no, really, Shmuel backed out from that din over there and says, you don't go and compare the two. Umimai dahi hadar bei. I don't know if he went back from that. Delma me hadar. Maybe he went back on this one over here by the stolen date cakes, that he's going to say that it's machmir the hedyot, excuse me, just like Hekdesh. That's where lo me'ayi adabay. Nah, he didn't back out of that. Kid to Rava. Goes according to Rava. Dame Rava. Hekdesh shalom midas kehedyot midas dami. Hana that comes from Hekdesh without knowing is like hana that comes from a regular person with knowing. So since the Mishnah says of the hana that comes with Hekdesh knowledge, it's impossible to learn out from there to the case of someone who's in a private chutzer without the person knowing. And therefore, it's he's going back on the statement which is made by the Mishnah. Amara wa 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 va. You have these porters, or the people that carry things from place to place, who are poshe, and they broke the chenvanese jug of wine, the storekeeper's jug of wine, which on the day of the market is sold for 5 zuz. Shayom is not ba'arba, and other days is sold for 4 zuz. Ahadulei biyom of the shuka, if they return what was lost over there to the shopkeeper on the day of the shuk, that he can go and he could sell it and make the 5 zuz. Mahajule chavisa de chamra, it's good enough that they give back to him another jug of wine. Bishayim, but the other days, mahajule hey, they used to give them 5 slayim. Hold on, how much are we talking about here? Zuzim, sorry. 5 zuzim, and not the barrel of wine, which is only worth 4. Vilo amran, ela delo havale chamer lezabune. And this is only when was it said? Only where he had no other wine to sell. Aval havale chamer lezabune, he had other wine to sell, and he didn't do that, then how you buy lezabune? He should have sold it. Menakli agar tirche, and when is it that they have to pay 5 zuz, sorry, when they pay the 5 zuz, they take out the value of the work of the storekeeper, or the mei barzanyasa, and the cost of having to put in the, to make the hole, to be able to get the wine that's coming out of it. Because the fact that the guy would have to pay that, he doesn't have to pay it, so we take off that value, the porter only has to pay minus the amount that this person would have lost out. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.